My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. In the congregation where I'm a member, just close by to here in Yarrow, the elders chose as a home visit theme the theme of reading, and particularly reading God's Word, and they asked me to preach a sermon on that topic, and that's where this sermon originates. And as it happened in the providence of God, then I also first preached this sermon right at the around the same time as catechism was starting up, and the same time as the other study groups and Bible study groups in the congregation was starting up. And it's a very applicable text from Scripture that speaks to, I think, all of us. Brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, I think often when we come to church, the expectation seems to be both from the congregation and from the person that is delivering the sermon, the minister, the expectation is often seems to be that the minister is going to be talking to the adults mostly. And I'm responsible for that myself. I need to continue to learn to be able to speak not just to the adults, but also to speak to the children, because the children need to hear what God says to them in his word. So this afternoon, I'd like to focus particularly with Proverbs 2, in which the writer of Proverbs, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who inspires Scripture, but also the King Solomon, who also, his name stands behind the Proverbs. Probably these words were first spoken by Solomon, King Solomon, to his son, to his child. In the same way, I would like to speak in particular to the children and the young people this afternoon, but also don't... When I say that, don't take that as if it's not relevant for the adults. So listen, adults as well. Listen as children, children of God. Let me ask you to take a look at your life and take a look at your heart. What are the things that are most important to you? Children, what are the things that are most important to you in your life? Maybe you can talk about this when you get home around the supper table with your parents. What are the things that are most important? Is it watching TV? And playing games? Doing other fun things? Is that what's most important to you? Having fun? Or do you think it's most important to love God? Young people, what are you living for? Who are you living for? For yourself? For your peers, the people around the same age as you in high school or out of high school, the cool people? Or are you living for the Lord Jesus? What's most important to you? And how important to you then is reading the Bible? Now listen carefully, I'm not asking you how much or how little you read the Bible. That is to say, I'm not asking you what you do. I'm asking about what you want. So we're not talking about behavior so much as the heart and the desires of the heart. What do you want? How important to you is reading the Bible? This is what our sermon this afternoon is going to be about. The importance of reading and listening carefully in order to understand God's Word and learn how to love God who speaks to us through His Word. I've chosen as our scripture text to focus on Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 6, and the theme for the sermon is seek that you may find. You'll recognize those words from the passage we read from the words of the Lord Jesus, seek and you will find. Seek that you may find. And we'll focus in our sermon on three aspects of this. First, what you must seek. Second, how you must seek. And third, why. So what, how, and why. Seek that you may find. As I mentioned, we read earlier the well-known words of the Lord Jesus, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. And this is basically what the Lord is saying to us in the book of Proverbs as well. Verses 4 and 5 say, if you seek it like silver, you will find the knowledge of God. Seek that you may find. You know what it means to seek, right? You know what it means to seek something, children? How many of you have played the game hide and seek? You know how that goes, right? One person has to count with their eyes closed, and everybody else has to find a hiding spot. And then if you're the one counting, when you finish counting, you say, ready or not, here I come. And then what? Then what do? You seek. You seek the people who are hiding. You look for them. You try to find them. That's why it's called hide and seek. When you seek something, you're trying to find it. And this is what the Lord God says you must do. Not only when you're playing a game like hide and seek, but every day you must seek that you may find. And so the question is, what is it that you must seek? What does the Lord want you to look for? What does he want you to try to find? Do you know? Children, young people, do you know what the Lord wants you to seek? It's the same thing he wants your parents to seek, and your grandparents, and everyone. He wants you to seek to understand how to live as his child at all times and in all places. Listen to what your Father in heaven says to you in his word. He says, my son, my daughter, receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you. What does that mean for you? How do you hear the words and commandments of the Lord so that you can receive them and treasure them up in your heart? You know the answer, right? You hear God's word when you read the Bible, or when your parents read the Bible, or your teacher, or your minister. That's where you hear God's word. The Bible is where you find God's word, and the Bible is where you must seek God's words. Seek that you may find. But is that all that your Father in heaven wants you to seek? No, there's something in God's word that he wants you to seek. Listen to what he says next. He says, my son, if you receive my words, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding. Seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. So receive God's words, yes. Read and listen to the Bible, yes. But read and listen to the Bible with a purpose. Seeking to find something. Seeking what? Wisdom. Insight. And understanding, the Lord says. Do you know what that's about? Wisdom and understanding have to do with knowing how to live as a child of God at all times and in all places. Not just on Sundays at church, but always and everywhere. And it's not just about knowing how you're supposed to live. That's part of it. But wisdom and understanding are especially about knowing how you can live as a child of God. This is wisdom. This is understanding according to the word of God. And you children, you young people, and you adults must seek it in the word of God, that you may find it and be able to live by it every day as a child of God. You must seek wisdom and understanding from God in His Word. And you must do so by reading and listening to God's Word regularly and carefully and prayerfully. This brings us to our second point, how you must seek. How must you seek wisdom and understanding from God in His Word? The answer should be pretty obvious, right? You must seek it by reading and listening. But how should you read and listen to God's Word in order to seek wisdom and understanding? For example, children, how should you listen when your dad is reading the Bible after supper tonight? Or when you're at school or at catechism class this week, how should you listen when your teacher is reading the Bible? Quietly? Is listening just about being quiet? Or is there more to it? You can sit here quietly in church and look like you're listening, but listening is something more than just sitting quietly. Listen to how your Father in heaven says you must seek wisdom and understanding when you listen to His Word. He says, "My son, my daughter, make your ear attentive to wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. Call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding. Seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures." There's all kinds of words here that the writer of Scripture uses to describe how God wants us to seek wisdom, to listen to His Word. First, by listening with an attentive ear and an inclined heart. What does that mean? Well, it's what you do when someone's speaking very softly and you're trying to hear what they're saying. And so you lean in closer, don't you? And you tilt your head sideways so you can get your ear closer. That's what it means to have an attentive ear. Attentive means like paying attention. You have to pay attention when you read the Bible. Not just sit quietly, but sit paying attention. And then inclining your heart means that you don't just look like you're paying attention, but you actually pay attention with your whole being, with everything that you are. You don't just lean in with your ear, you lean in and listen with your heart. That's how the Lord wants you to seek wisdom and understanding when you listen to His Word. And then second, He wants you to seek it with your voice. He says, call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding. Have you ever called out and raised your voice because something went missing? For example, maybe you lost your dog. Maybe your dog's name was Jack or your cat named Pete. And so what do? You call out and you raise your voice. You seek that dog and that cat with your voice. And so you must seek wisdom and understanding from God's Word. You call out and you raise your voice, Jack, Pete, where are you? And you say to other people, do you know where Jack went or Pete? Have you seen him? So you bring in other people, you get together, and you make it teamwork trying to find the missing animal. Well, that's also how the Lord wants us to listen to His Word, to get together in groups, to ask questions of each other and ask questions of God's Word, but also to pray, to ask questions of God, to pray. You must raise your voice to God. You must cry out to Him, Lord, teach me wisdom. Lord, give me understanding. Pray that the Lord Himself would teach you and give you the wisdom and understanding that you need to live as His child each day. Pray this every day. Seek wisdom with your voice. And if you're a child and sitting around the dinner table and your dad's reading the Bible and you don't understand something, raise your voice when he's finished reading. ask him a question. What does that mean? Or your teacher or your catechism teacher. Raise your voice for understanding. Both asking people, but also asking God in prayer. And then third, seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. Have you ever been on a treasure hunt? Or have you ever lost some money or something that meant a lot to you and you tried to find it back? You knew it had to be there somewhere, so what did you do? You looked everywhere you possibly could think of that it could be. You ask other people if they know where it was. Maybe you ask other people to help you look for it. Maybe you don't find it the first time around, and so you try again. You look in all the places you looked the first time, and maybe you even realize you missed a few places. And so you check there too. You keep on looking, keep on searching until you find what you're looking for. And the more valuable, the more important the thing that you're looking for is to you, the more effort you put into that search and the longer you keep on looking for it. Well, children and young people and adults, this is how your Father in heaven wants you to seek and search for wisdom and understanding in his word. Seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. With all your effort, all your might, not giving up easily. Is this the way you go about reading the Bible? Or do you just read it and you say, "Oh, that's too difficult for me," and then you move on? Well, let this be an encouragement this afternoon to seek it like silver, to seek wisdom in God's word like silver. It's hard work, but it's worth it, isn't it? When you discover that gold. This is where those questions we began with come in. What's more important to you? What's most important to you? What are you living for? What are you devoting all your life and youth and energy to? What are you seeking? And how highly do you value the wisdom and understanding to be found in God's word? How important to you is reading and listening to and searching the scriptures, the Bible? In fact, this question is closely related to another one. How much do you want to live as a child of God, according to his wisdom? And how much do you want to live as your own boss, according to your own wisdom? This brings us to our third point, why you must seek. Children and young people and adults, this third point is probably going to be the hardest one for you to understand. But it's also the most important. So pay close attention. Incline your heart for understanding. Pray for it. Pray quietly to God, "Lord, help me to understand what you're trying to say to me, or what you are saying to me and the preacher is trying to help us to understand." Seek and search. And if you do this, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Why must you seek wisdom and understanding from God's word with so much effort and prayer in order to find it? Why? Why does it have to be this way? Well, the answer that God gives is because the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Does that make sense to you? You must seek wisdom with all your might because it is a gift of God. Does that make sense? I told you this might be hard to understand. And yet this is how it is. Let me say, first of all, what this does not mean. It doesn't mean that your efforts at seeking wisdom earn you anything. Like maybe working for your dad might earn you $10 an hour, and if you do the bare minimum, and maybe if you try really hard, then you'll your dad will give you 20 bucks. That's not what this is about. The Lord isn't going to give you, if wisdom could be measured in pounds, 10 pounds of wisdom if you do the bare minimum of Bible reading, and 20 pounds if you put in the extra effort. That's not what this is about. Wisdom isn't measured in pounds or dollars or anything like that, and God is not like a storekeeper who you give this much money and he gives you that much stuff, maybe candy in return for that money. That's not how God is. Children, young people, and adults, you must not think of reading the Bible and seeking wisdom that way. How must you think of it? You must think of God as your Father, and a very good Father. As the Father of Jesus Christ who died on the cross so your sins could be forgiven and so you could be adopted as God's dearly loved children. This is how you must think of God, whose wisdom you must seek in His Word. And you must seek His wisdom by trusting Him and depending on Him and expecting from Him alone the wisdom and understanding that you need. What does that look like? That trust and dependence on God as your Father through Jesus Christ, it looks like reading the Bible and seeking the Lord's wisdom with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, with all that you are and all that you've been given. If this is your attitude, if this is your priority in life, then you may be certain that your Father in heaven will give it to you freely and happily. He wants this from you. He wants your heart. He loves you. That's why He wants you to read His Word, so you can hear His voice and know who He is, know His love, so that you trust Him and depend on Him. Because the Lord gives wisdom and from His mouth come understanding, therefore you must seek it with all your might from Him alone. Where? Where He gives it. And where does He give it? In His Word. Where in His Word? In the Bible. Where in the Bible? In Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of sinners. Children, young people, and adults, you need to know that in Jesus Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This is what God wants you to know and believe this afternoon. Listen to Him. He says, "My son, my daughter, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive and inclining your heart to the message of Jesus, yes, if you call out and raise your voice for Jesus, if you seek Him like silver and search for Him as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God when you find Jesus in His Word. For the Lord Jesus, He gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Amen."